and through this we will perform great benefit for all of the limitless numbers of sentient beings. So this flower that Rinpoche has received is a very beautiful flower, and it's a wonderful symbol of loving kindness and compassion. Whoever sees this flower can admire its beauty. Whoever comes into contact with loving kindness and compassion derives benefit. Just as loving kindness and compassion benefit not only friends, but also enemies and everyone in between, so it is that all people who see this flower can admire its beauty. And may it be that we all have great loving kindness and compassion. May this loving kindness and compassion only increase at the sight of others' suffering and difficulty. May it only increase with our own experience of suffering and difficulty. This 20th century is the age of great academic inquiry, great scientific advancement, and great material development. We have to pray constantly that all of these great forces of change in the world become aids to, become friends of, boons to world peace and happiness. And so in order that scientific advancement, great study, academic inquiry, and material prosperity will become friends to world peace and happiness, let's sing auspiciousness that lights up the universe. Oh. Namo Guru Vasa Vajraye. You see that everything in samsara and nirvana is merely dependently arisen. You see the Dharma, the true being, that is the essence of all dependent arising. Conceptuality, and like water moons, appearances arise dependently. May everyone realize that this is true, and dispel the darkness cast by doubt and wrong view, and may their realizations auspiciousness light up the whole universe. The vision of your wisdom is amazing.
just how things are, you see everything. As parents love their children, so you love all things. You bring us benefit and happiness. Your power makes disciples out of your enemies. May your auspiciousness light up the universe. Your samsara's cause bring into I and me. The dharma realizing selflessness is the greatest remedy. May all beings use it to pacify their confused belief that there is an I. And by the power of this great happening, may auspiciousness light up the universe. The ways of ordinary beings you have left behind, noble ones who realize reality, the true nature of mind. May you lead all ordinary beings who have not yet entered to the path of peace, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the Yidams who bestow the cities and the protectors who clear obstacles away eliminate all harmful conditions, everything adverse to the path, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the noble path of nonviolence flourish in all the worlds there are. When beings meet and interact, with connections they may be filled with love, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. At the twilight of this century, that has been one of such prosperity, may struggle over wealth and gain disappear and not be seen again. Free from strife and violence, may all enjoy great abundance, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. This has been a century when science has advanced incredibly. Amazing and wondrous these new machines that have brought the gods' enjoyments to human beings. May they be used with skill supreme to end violence and cause peace to reign. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the sciences that explore outside be joined with the inner science of the mind to excellently put an end to mistaken views and confusion, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. The source of all this auspiciousness is the true nature of mind so luminous. So may realization of mind just as it is set the universe ablaze with auspicious excellence. Through all of this auspiciousness, wherever its light may be seen, with a love and a compassion that makes bodhicitta mind supreme, may this thought arise in everyone. Other beings' happiness is as important as my own, and may excellent virtue and auspiciousness always increase, never diminish.
Sarva Mangala.
Sarva Mangala.
Yudhinja.
Please sit down.
Top song of course. Chodok Tung Te Nandu.
Dimare. Did you get, that was the one that was supposed to be handed out this morning? Guru Rinpoche prayer on the back side of the Guru Rinpoche prayer. I'm not sure if Lama Dujum got one.
Lama Lai Lam. Bye.
Through, and then we'll do it all together. The meeting of appearances with the six kinds of consciousness. This is the guide that turns adverse conditions into a path. Is there anyone here who is able to keep to this path and follow it through? The one for whom desire and craving have been consumed is happy. The rope that ties perceiver and perceived when cut is Emaho. The meeting of appearances with the six kinds of consciousness. This is the guide that turns adverse This is the guide that turns adverse conditions into a path. Let's start over. The meeting of appearances with the six kinds of consciousness. This is the guide that turns adverse conditions into a path. Is there anyone here who is able to keep to this path and follow it through? The one for whom desire and craving have been consumed is happy. The rope that ties perceiver perceived when cut is emaho.
Tam Guru Rinpoche sonde Tiranso kangang Guru Rinpoche wang to yusare Guru Rinpoche la taipa yusare Guru Rinpoche sonde jindona ya pore sonde den Guru Rinpoche ranga songpa sonde den yore Te nam je nani Nama la Trapa nga Tokpa te kya chunyi de trove Sondep te par chenji yore Te nani Teke Kake chile Teke kar te vachore
We will now sing the supplication to Guru Rinpoche. This supplication, Rinpoche says, you probably Many of you have probably received Guru Rinpoche empowerment. You all probably have faith in Guru Rinpoche. This was a supplication that Guru Rinpoche composed himself for his students to recite to him. And it is from the supplication that all appearances arise as the deity, all sounds arise as mantra, and all thoughts, the host of thoughts, are liberated into pure being. So this is a longer supplication, and Rinpoche has chosen a few important verses from that for us to sing. So first Rinpoche will give us the reading transmission.
better make your do now yes now no jung bo tam je ko na ya dan zai me be ngang yo zong zai ta pe sa tong la yi ko do cha ran dr je la ma la so wan de ko jin be man jung ne la so wan da da na bo your do tra pa yi ni da mi ni zin be dra no ko tra tong sam no tra be ngang la jo tra tong jeng ga me ba jer be so tra tong jer be song la so wan de ko jin be man jung ne la so wan Datar yiji yordon joai, new monton, toba tehaya. Musu jiju lo yujumu yun, joa ransar jape chugot, require under the lama la sova, the ordin bemanjon la sova. Sadar zombi yun nanta bada, nantan zembassini, trovata, part of a sarangukipa. Tosom dekik namji tukji, danda ranji, trovers in jello, sopertin, tanda, chuin tope.
So this song has a very strong connection with the verses from the praise of the Dharma Dhatu by the protector Nagarjuna. This is a supplication to realize the Dharma Dhatu. So I'll sing the first verse. And then we'll start over from the beginning. All these forms that appear to eyes that see, all things on the outside and the inside, the environment and its inhabitants appear, but let them rest where no self's found. Perceiver and perceived when purified are the body deity, clear emptiness. To the Guru, for whom desire frees itself, to Ajahn Pema Jungne I supplicate.
sound and emptiness, to Ojin Pema Junia supplicate. All these movements of mine towards its object, these thoughts that make five poisons and afflictions, leave thinking mind to rest without contrivances. Do not review the past nor guess the future. If you let such movement rest in its own place, it liberates into the Dharmakaya, to the Guru for whom awareness frees itself, to Ojin Pema Junia supplicate. Grant your blessing that purifies appearance of objects perceived as being outside. Grant your blessing that liberates perceiving mind, the mental operation seeming inside. Grant your blessing that between the two of these, clear light will come to recognize its own face. In your compassion, Sugatas of all three kinds, please bless me that a mind like mine be free.
And then the Chuen to Pachinji Joke Gomren Tang, Gomren Tang, Tambare Tangbun de Tene Make a Chinji Dan Zook, Chuen to Pale Make a Chinji Dan Zook Chinji Chuen Kepare Gongondo De Capsu Yang Tene Make Dan Zook Chinji Chuen Gombetsuki. Nibate Navatan Naye Chuin Keba Yendo Navatan Naye Chinchi Maro Nava Chinchi Dan Dry Chinchi Chuin Topasonde Sombate Chuin Chinchi Trolley Yichi Chinchi Dan Chuchi Chinchi Chuin Gombar Somba Yendo Tene Yedan Chuchi Chinchi Chuyin yang chukku tawpa suan tebre. Tsikye yeba te dene danda sitar zungu yu nang takpa ta nang dan zembe sinye trova ta pardu wa sa rango xipa. Tu song de xik namche tukji ye ta so rangji trova sinye lo xipa kapsu tung de pare jinchi tro si jinchi tro nang jinchi tro te zung zingje
This song, this supplication to Guru Rinpoche, follows very closely the progressive stages of the meditation in the verses describing the liberation of the 6 or 12 sources of consciousness from the praise of the Dharma Dhatu. The first verse in the supplication talks about all the forms that appear to eyes that see. This is discussing the eye sense faculty and the forms that it perceives, which are the first two sources of consciousness that are discussed in the praise of the Dharma Dhatu as being of the nature of Dharma Dhatu. Then the next verse says, all these sounds that appear for ears that hear. This is the ear sense faculty and sound, which are the next pair of sources of consciousness, which the protector Nagarjuna says in the praise of Dharma Dhatu to be of the nature of Dharma Dhatu. And then finally, in the third verse it says, this movement of mind towards its objects, this is referring to the mind and phenomena, which are the last pair of sources of consciousness, which are also mentioned in the sixth verse of the six verses that we looked at from In Praise of the Dharma Dhatu. And then the final verse from the supplication, where it says, grant your blessings that purify appearance of objects perceived as being outside. Grant your blessings that liberate perceiving mind, the mental operation seeming inside. These are referring to all of the inner and outer sources of consciousness, the inner six sources of consciousness, the outer six sources of consciousness. It's a prayer that all of these may be liberated into the Dharma Dhatu. Grant your blessing that between the two of these, clear light may come to recognize its own face.
Awesome. Guru Rinpoche Nama la trapa nga Tokpa cheka chuni de trove sondep je tsuke Jarte nyami se na samoyamri.
In this way, if we bring together the progressive stages of meditation as described in the six verses in the praise of the Dharma Dhatu, Milarepa's Vajra song, which sings of the self-liberation of the meeting of the appearances and the six kinds of consciousness, or the liberation through mindfulness that Rinpoche talked about yesterday. And finally, the supplication that all appearances arise as the deity, all sounds arise as mantra, and the whole host of thoughts be liberated into pure being. If we bring together these three, then our practice will be very profound. The first thing we should do is recite the verses from the praise of the Dharma Dhatu, which is in the booklet. There are some new people who came today. Did everybody get one of these who hasn't been here? Are there any more over there, Sandy?
No, there's one we can have.
Okay, well, we can make some more at lunchtime.
Independence upon I and for my
Today, Rinpoche would like to ask if anyone has any questions about this material. You can raise your hand and Rinpoche will give you a number.
1, 2, number 3, 4, yeah. Paya.
I wrote mine down because it wasn't very crisp and I tried hard to make it comprehensible. It's a question from the commentary on the sequence of mental consciousness as it is described here. And the quote is, one thinks that the particular phenomenon appearing to the mental consciousness is this or that, and then creates a conventional label. And my question is, what kind of a pre-legal thought process allows the mental consciousness to distinguish one thing from another, in other words, this from that, before the label is applied? And is Shakya Chokden referring to the arising of habitual tendencies here? And if so, is this process of conceptualization or distinguishing really the same as the process of thinking as the commentary applies, or is it something different?
Mm-hmm.
You want this?
No, that's okay. No, very good. I understand completely. In the commentary, you know, it doesn't necessarily say that these things are happening in this type of sequence. So it probably would be clearer just to cross out the then.
Okay, it was a translation.
Right. So you could just say, one thinks that this particular phenomenon appearing to the mental consciousness is this or that and creates a conventional label for this phenomenon whose existence one has superimposed onto it. But I can ask Rinpoche anyway. Dawala tena kaje shuvido.
Oh yeah. Kande shuvido.
De yigi kemche.
Re.
Las tiches shibju shesumla. Dawala tela namwe chu namla dio she topa tang. Tobe dro takpa nam la chuso she tanye takpa takyang dini flanchik tu semgi chunam la dio topa tang tobe dro takpa dini flanchik rebe am rimbare
ndo nyan tokpa tan dro tapa
mare
tokpa se jete tangbo tene dāki jī lō lākhār tēlā mēng tā tēne mēng nām tō jī tē tē jī sō tēne dē dēmbā dzumbā lā sō pā tōk tā sō gu yō rē
mā sō?
Nē rēmbē wāng tā sē nā tāngbō mēng kē tōk pā jī gā rē
mā sō?
Rā wā?
Mā sō?
Mēng kē tōk pā jī tēne tēlā dēmbā tā dzumbā sāngbō tā ngāmbā yē wā sēm jī tōk tā sō gu rē
mā sō? Jī
tōk tā sō gu rē
So if
then I say Namdo Jeto Lassam no Tang Mahakogre,
Tangbo
Chuji, Namdo Ji, on the Menga Namdo Ji, the name then but the Dumba so Doctor's over. Doga?
So actually, the way Rinpoche says, if you want to look at it in terms of a sequential process, the first thing that happens is that the mind thinks of a name for something and gives a particular phenomenon a name, and then after that it will superimpose some type of judgment about this phenomena onto it, saying that this phenomenon is good or bad or something to adopt or something to reject, and all of these different notions that we get. So the first thing we do, Rinpoche says, we can look at our own experience to know that this is how it works. First we think of something's name, and then we think of something as being either good or bad or whatever.
Rangla kangar yunga tang kangar meba kipu zoya la sopa tokta zobre.
Masa.
Tendula samna.
Tambo maungba lagi.
Tambo maungba samba namdo che kodo.
Masa.
Tene maungba kangar ten kodo.
Masa.
Gepe kangar, nava kangar.
Masa.
Tene kangar merava na sopa. Yang kipu zoya ge samno la sopa tokta zobre kodo.
Masa. So first we what
happens itself.
First, similarly, we could think of somebody we don't like. First, we just think of their name, and we think, oh, this is a person I don't like, and then after that we imagine all of the faults that they have. We imagine them to be bad for this or that reason.
Masa.
Same thing with a friend. If we like somebody, then the first thing we do is we think of their name, and then we imagine, we fabricate all of the good qualities that we assign to them and say, oh, they're this and that, and then we get a very happy feeling about them. So this is how it works. We can look at this as happening in our own experience. But we don't stop there, because we also sometimes think about the faults that our friends have, the people that we like. And so on the one hand, we're thinking about their good qualities, we're fabricating all these good qualities that we think they have, and then on the other hand, we're fabricating all these flaws in their character that we think they have, and the process goes together.
Gadi kume korvatan, gadi exiting korvatan, gadi lechung korva la sopa, manke wa kangar che tokta zogre.
Masa.
Gadi apu yuna, kangar mangbo tokta zogre.
Masa.
Marbe.
Gune dito chung masa
mine. Eche majong na yang yungre san tokta zogre.
Masa.
Majong na yang yungre san tokta zogre.
Masa.
New York teso tene gadi langwale jano kuma kukuru dosi kituwa.
Mare.
O semre kira dosi kituwa. Gadi hachang sarpa ya puyo na tene kanga chenpu yore, dunga chenpu yore, tokta chenpu zogaro.
Masa.
Gadi gopto nyingba yo na kira ma dosi kituwa.
Masa.
Teso charan zola nyamnyong chenpu yusare.
Masa.
Mukanga gadi tango to. Tine gadi lawe.
Masa. So we can think about this in connection with something we all have experience with, which is a car. So we can have a very new car that we really are like and are fond of, but as soon as we look at that new car we have, we fabricate all kinds of suffering that goes along with it, because we start to worry, oh, if I leave it here, is somebody going to run into it? Is somebody going to steal it if I park it in this place or that place? And so all of these different things we imagine, maybe if I don't drive carefully, I'll get in an accident. And all these different things we imagine when we have this new car, we create all of this suffering for ourselves, which none of it has happened at all. And so Rinpoche says we all probably have a great degree of experience with these kinds of feelings. And then based on all this worrying we do in the daytime, we can dream at night that somebody comes and steals our car, and or that we get in an accident, and all these different kinds of dreams we can
have.
So it's the case that the car that appears in this dream is just of the nature of the Dharma Dhatu. But because we think that the dream is real, then these thoughts that the car is something real, that the dream is real, obscure our vision of the Dharma Dhatu. And so in order to realize the Dharma Dhatu, we have to free ourselves of these kinds of thoughts that think things are real. But this is not something that happens all at once. It's a process that takes time, it's gradual.
Then chuyen la nam dog tok ta zon ka ngan na zo zo yure ti tok ta le tror wi che re
ma sa
tam bi chu je nyam ni te chuyen la tok ta ke tokta namdoke, tokta zoyere, tokta le chorbe tapri.
The practice of the Dharma is in fact the method by which we can free ourselves from the suffering which we create for ourselves by fabricating things and superimposing them onto the Dharma Dhatu.
So like that.
Second question.
Second. Yeah.
On the commentary on the text, Rinpoche asks us to meditate on, for example, the no sense consciousness. How do we make the transition from reflection to meditation? Because what I see as meditating on, I don't think of like bringing that to shamatha or something like, okay, I'm going to meditate on emptiness, or because it seems like it's another state type of reflection. So.
To some tupa samba gomba somre. To be chewing to be ticket as a two here, but tuba de to be here of two the hack this alcohol. Samba here of tuba tange tets on the drogomare, then it tets on yungre, tets on some caps of jeba sete, chewing lingi hino, one than the chinchi junis and they look the chewing rain or something hino.
So it's the case that there are these three types of wisdom, the wisdom that arises from listening, from reflecting, and meditating. The wisdom that arises from listening is the wisdom we gain from hearing Rinpoche's explanation of these verses. But that alone is not enough to eliminate all of our doubts. And so what we then need to do is reflect on these teachings and on the verses. Think about them. Think about them until all of our doubts are eliminated as to the certainty, the truth, the validity of these verses. Because if we haven't done that, then meditating doesn't do anything. If we're still uncertain about it, then meditating doesn't really accomplish anything. So first we go through the process of reflection and gaining certainty that these verses are actually saying something true. And then when we have that certainty, meditating is simply resting in equipoise in that certainty. And the wisdom that arises from meditating, the wisdom that arises from the experience of actual reality, is not something that happens all at once or at the beginning. It's something that happens gradually over a period of time.
Damn. Make down Zoki Chinchi, Nava than Dry Chinchi, Nathan Tay Chinchi, Cheta Roy Chinchi, Luta Rezichi, the so Malamji Pet and Jan, Tupata, Sambi Hirabji, Nihichi Gogodo. The name Mune Gomia, the Tiki Kasu, Goms and Oa, Chichiing, Gombarsa, somewhere. The name Yije, Semji Chinchi, Semji Chuni Gombar. Namdogongo Chuing.
During the process of reflection, it's very helpful for us to think of the example of the dream, to think of the example of the arising of the eye sense faculty and form, of the ear sense faculty and sound, of the nose sense faculty and smell, of the taste sense faculty and something you taste, and of the tactile sense faculty and something that you touch in a dream, and to gain certainty that daytime appearances are no different from dream appearances, that they are all of the nature of the Dharma Dhatu. Then when we meditate, we are mainly resting in the true nature of thoughts, which is focused on the sixth verse. And by resting in the Dharma Dhatu of the mind, the true nature of thoughts, then all the other five sense consciousnesses are pure. They are naturally pure when we do like that. So it's like that. So let's sing again Milarepa's verse, and it might be good to give this verse the title that Rinpoche is assigning to it now. Which is the meeting of appearance with consciousness, meeting of appearance with consciousness, the liberation of the six consciousnesses through mindfulness. So meeting of appearance with consciousness, the liberation of the six consciousnesses through mindfulness.
Carlota.
The meeting of appearances with the six kinds of consciousness. This is the guide that turns adverse conditions into a path. Is there Next question, number three.
In relation to these teachings, I would receive, could Rinpoche please speak about the Buddha realms, such as Tusitavan, and what the relationship, are these teachings beyond our conception of the Buddha realms, or should we conceive the Buddha realms consciousness?
I didn't understand just the last part.
Okay, should we just, in other words, emptiness is what we've been studying, and to try to conceive the Buddha realms, should we not, you know, what I'm trying to say is, should we, or are they beyond these teachings, or are these teachings beyond the Buddha realms?
Do you mean like, do the way that we think about the Buddha realms is included in these teachings or not?
Mm.
Chuing Tepagi Tsiche Druktang Sanjegi Jinkam Kandas Jana Yavaras Tene Jinkam Gikola Samtsu Yang Dapa Tsiche Ditso Gi Kongsu Dugi Duge Tsiche Ditso Le Devare
Tsiche Ditso Kongsu Dugando Gong and Namki Gong and Namhi, Nen Jorte, Chuyens and Nen Jornant, and then Colosumba Cubs and Nen Jor Higre, Gong and Namhi, Nen Jorte, Madab and Namat and Gane, then a Chuyen won the Jorna, Tapa Nama Hagre, Cotankin Ganja Nama Hagre, Nen Jorsa Coco, Gong and Namhi, Nen Jorna, Zubra Rosa, and Nen Jorna, the Nate Parati.
And the Buddha realms are included in these verses because it's the case that according to the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, when we realize the Dharma Dhatu, what happens is that our five sense consciousnesses, our six consciousnesses actually are transformed. There is this process called transformation. And when this transformation occurs, what happens is that we perceive pure appearances of the Buddhas and the Buddha realms rather than the impure appearances that we perceive now. And furthermore, our impure thoughts are transformed into only pure thoughts.
Then, jatsab sabju ham so jatsab sambang goem be song yere. Neyong chorpa perse na namka setan choso yins. Neyong chipe karre. Neyong chipe te namka.
There's a quote from the protector Nagarjuna, from the 10th level Lord of the 10th Bhumi Maitreya, who said that the process of transformation is like this, the sky, gold, and water. So the process of transformation, when transformation occurs, then it is like the sky being completely freed of clouds. It is like gold that has been completely refined of any gold ore and is now completely pure. It is like water that has been completely distilled of any mud.
The
things that obscure in these examples, for example, the clouds obscuring the sky, the other kinds of minerals obscuring the gold, and the mud obscuring the water, these are like the thoughts that obscure the Dharma Dhatu, block us from seeing it. So when these thoughts are gone, then what's left is the Dharma Dhatu. Just like when the clouds are gone, what's left is the pure sky. When the minerals are gone, what's left is pure gold. When the mud is gone, what's left is pure water.
Dena tepa chenpu chuji nyamlin tiso, chuyen la chuji yin yinang ka drapa te, yinang ka drapa jang te, takpa nawa shayba tapa.
And so we can understand that the point of practicing the practices of the Mahayana is to purify these obscuring thoughts which believe in subject-object duality. Believe that there is some object to perceive and some subject perceiving it. It's the whole point of Dharma practice.
Then Guru Rinpoche Sondep Le Chang Zungzhen Takpa Sartong Lai Ko Songpa
Then
Zungzhen Takpa Sartong Lai Ko Then Lengjore
When Guru Rinpoche sings in the supplication, perceiver and perceived when purified are the body of the deity, clear emptiness. This is speaking of transformation.
And
now if we sing Guru Rinpoche's supplication again, then there will be a good connection between the question and the song. All these forms that appear to eyes that see, all things on the outside and the inside, the environment and its inhabitants appear, but let them rest where no self's found. Perceiver and perceive when purified are the body of the deity, clear emptiness. To the Guru for whom desire frees itself, to sound and emptiness, to origin Pemajune I supplicate. All these movements of mine towards its objects, these thoughts that and afflictions, leave thinking mind to rest without contrivances. Do not review the past nor guess the future. If you such movement rests in its own place,
to the Dharma Kaya, to the Guru for whom awareness frees itself.
Fourth question. I was clear up until the last part. This is the realization that once you realize the Dharma Dhatu, then does that give you the means to talk to people who do things destructively in a non-dualistic way?
Maybe we should break it down into two parts. First of all, is the Dharma Dhatu, because
I understood the first part.
Okay,
but you're very clear on that part. The Marangi Kadila Changi Yare Chashini Tambo Marangi Ramache La Shugidu Dene Tsikche Dito Tikchina Morangi Samna Dene Nyamshagi Menga Samre Jetogi Menga Mare Karasana Dito Dene Perna Barta Barta Kala Sa Gugido Dene Dekanashi Barta Barta chugying la gom gugido. Yinayang di jetop la jar tukimendo. And then indeed, that would be.
Rem te jetop ya capso tava ting gugundo.
Lasso.
Sambi hirap di jeba zo gugundo. Penang gong gong nam hita. Chodok nam hita. Chodok yu yote. Yang dapa rang yin je ma dapa chu chi yin yin ba kun zo to ten zhe nang zang yin ba tene ten rabu jitop to taba ten go gado nyam ya to tene chu chi yin la rang wa ma chu bari ya go
so there are these two different two different states, you could say. One is called the state of meditative equipoise, where you're resting in meditation, and the other is called, often called post-meditation, but what it really translates into is the stage of subsequent attainment, the stage where you obtain realization subsequent to your meditation. So, in the stage of subsequent attainment, when you're not meditating but you're going around during the day, then you have to remember the view. What this means is you remember that all of the appearances of everything that appears to the five consciousnesses does not really exist. That it is of the nature of the Dharma Dhatu, and that its mere superficial appearance is just a mere appearance of something that isn't real. It's just the mere coming together of causes and conditions. And then during meditative equipoise, you rest without conceptualizing, without fabricating anything, you rest completely naturally and self-settled within the Dharma
Dhatu. Zungzen Rangin Jamadopa, Nantong Juma Tavo, Nantong Juma Tavo, Mulan Tavo, Jason Tavo, Shuta Tavo, Nihite, Yangi, and the Tingo. Teta was not a Pachembulola, Jitop Juma Tavo, Tingin, the incident. Dorje Tepe Lola, Mada Pajuli, you see. Mada Pajuli, the Nanjurua. Yeah.
So when we are engaged in a lifestyle where we work in a big city, then the thing to do is to, when we get up in the morning, practice a little bit by resting within the meditative equipoise that is free of duality, where there is no conceptualizing. Everything is naturally self-settled and there is no duality of perceiver and perceived. And then when we get up and go to work and all of the objects appear to the six consciousnesses, what we do is we realize that all of these consciousnesses never really happen, that these perceptions are not really happening. And the objects that we perceive are not made of anything. They are neither one nor many. So the consciousness is never really arise, and the objects we perceive don't really exist. So what are they then? They are just mere appearances. They are just like illusions. So in the great vehicle of the Mahayana, this is called the illusion-like samadhi, or the meditation within illusion that is practiced during the stage of subsequent attainment.
Tene tekpa chenpe lo la te tabu nyam ya nangwa tabu tingin zin da. Jitop juma tabu tingin zin so so se gugundo nyam ji yen me ba yo ma re.
Maso.
Tene saja chenpe lo la saja chenpe tokpa ngondo cho na nyam ya da jitop nyi me ba.
Maso.
Nyam ya da jitop se ya me ba yo re.
Maso.
Mala re pe kankor ngi don samu le. Gomba we sa cho vi jen gomju tuzan zon jo me. Gomza gomzi to na tar gombe ning lu zang na song song bare.
Maso.
Semje ne lo ne to na te ne nyam ja da ji to se ya me ba che.
Maso.
Te ta wa to bore.
Maso. In the Vajrayana, this meditation is called the impure illusory body meditation. In the Mahayana, there is a distinction made between the meditation in meditative equipoise, which is called the samadhi that is like space, and the meditation of subsequent attainment, which is called the samadhi of illusion. These two are kept distinct. But in Mahamudra, when one has thoroughly realized Mahamudra, then there is no longer any distinction between the meditative state and the stage of subsequent attainment. This is as Milarepa sang in his song, the Song of the Profound Definitive Meaning, sung on the Snowy Range. When meditation is clear light river flow, there is no need to confine it to sessions and breaks. Meditator and object refined until they're gone. This heart bone of meditation, it beats quite well.
Then Ravote turned up to San Sea Mevate, Le Tambo Pala Lamsang Yungamare.
Maso.
In a young tender, you pate Junsin de Higogodo.
Maso.
Young Kambayan Kiju Mare, Tiawangama Gomambo Jabatulu, you know, the Nete, young ten turned up to San Yea Meva, young young cigarette.
Maso.
Sava.
Maso.
Taji do me by your
Maso. It's difficult for beginners to experience this clear light river flow of meditation that is uninterrupted, where there is no difference between meditating and not meditating, like a session of meditation and a break from meditation. But on the other hand, we shouldn't be discouraged just because we can't experience it directly. It's very important for us to know what this is about, and also to realize that if we've meditated in past lives, it's entirely possible that we will experience this realization.
In gombe tsikye tenge long dungi lo tsawa ka lo jitang.
Sri Mache will give the reading transmission for this verse on meditation, and the translator will sing it.
Gombo so jo gombe tsong so jo gomzo gomzi to ne to gombe ni zane Jesus patya.
When meditation is clear light river flow, there is no need to confine it to sessions and breaks. Meditator and object refined until they're gone. This heart bone of meditation, it beats quite well.
Te saja chenpo gomsor se na tatar che semje ngola chi chi ta lu che lu gogodo. Yang tuso rinpo la otso yang jago.
Maso. The way to meditate according to Mahamudra is to look nakedly at the very present moment of mind and rest relaxed. There's no need to try to force oneself to meditate for a long period of time.
Guru Rinpoche Sondepten Donda.
Now let's sing the Guru Rinpoche supplication.
Sondem Dwenpa Kapje Namdo Gongo La Je Je Te Lo Ju Lo Na Dwenpa Da Nyam Do Sate Jimbo Gom.
Vasa.
Chu Yen Gom.
Vasa.
Dwenpa Da Nyam Do Sate Jimbo.
If we can look nakedly at the essence of our thoughts while we are singing this song, then we are singing and meditating on Mahamudra at the same time. All these forms that appear to eyes that see, all things on the outside and the inside, the environment and its grant your blessing. That thoughts in being Dharmakaya are free, that the true nature is and radiant and is undifferentiable from bliss, and that resting relaxed and naturally without contrivance is meditative equipoise.
Tsikye gombe ze som keita na namdo chuko tro war da rekhar deva ngang do da ma chu nyam bar ya par da
so verse that Milarepa is saying is to describe the nails in meditation, the three, all thoughts in being Dharmakaya are free. Awareness is luminous, in its depths is bliss, and resting without contrivance is equipoise.
Deyan dordo na nam do gnelo chuyen gnang do ma chu par yogo par.
In short, this instruction is to rest relaxed without contrivance, without trying to do anything, in the essence of thoughts, which is the Dharma Dhatu.
Nyan gombe zor som de lechik tang.
So Rinpoche would like to listen to this verse from the song called The Three Nails. The nails to be driven in meditation are three. All thoughts in being Dharmakaya are free. Awareness is luminous, in its depths is bliss, and resting without contrivance is equipoise.
De kapsa sem so chu me param up to lo ji le pate yam yad so pare.
In this case, when Milarepa is talking about resting the mind without contrivance in its own natural state, relaxed and self-settled, then this is talking about meditative equipoise.
I'm a lot of a total rounder than Yamujiko. Total trainer.
Now let's sing the verse on the liberation of the six consciousnesses through mindfulness.
Total trainer.
The meeting of appearances with the six kinds of consciousness. This is the guide that turns adverse conditions into a path. Is there anyone here who is able to keep to this path and follow?
Namshit rāsā trūna thūṅ trē tēndō rā sīkā rā
sā
chō chōk rāndō rā yāṅ sā
rā sā The objects of the six consciousnesses and the six consciousnesses themselves meet, which means they happen at the same time. They are simultaneous. One does not come before the other. And at that moment of their meeting, the meeting of mind and its object, there is no clinging. There is no conceptual thought process going on. What happens next is that a moment of thought arises and starts to conceptualize about what just happened. And so then the practice is to look at the essence of this thought that remembers the experience, that thinks about the experience. Look straight at its essence. This is called liberation through mindfulness. It is also called self-liberation of thought. So Rinpoche is going to snap his fingers, and when he does that, he wants us to examine and see if the ear consciousness perceiving that and the sound are simultaneous or not.
Changa sad nav nam hi chegen doga tonyam do chegen
Does the ear consciousness perceiving that sound arise after the sound is already gone? Or does it arise at the same time as the sound?
Tela ngap se yo mare te so che kwa la che gre en lam sang ga cha gre te se na chu chi yin gre ji je nam do ji ji na te ngo wo ko mo
It's not the case that one happens before the other. It is the case that they happen simultaneously without conceptuality, and therefore they are the Dharma Dhatu. And so what we need to do is to look at the essence of thoughts that conceptualize this experience to be something otherwise. So Rinpoche is now giving us a mixture of Mahamudra meditation instruction and the view of the Dharma Dhatu. Now let us again recite the, sing the verse of Milarepa on the liberation through mindfulness of the six consciousnesses.
The meeting of appearances with the six kinds of consciousness. This is the guide that turns adverse conditions into a path. Is there anyone here who is able to keep to this path and follow? Been consumed is happy. The rope that ties perceiver and perceived when cut is emo.
Okay.
Ani tu nipa layang treba yuna zo chukri.
Nasa.
Kera zo treba chandri zo.
Nasa. So Rinpoche again will ask for your questions in the second session this afternoon. So please prepare, make preparations for that.